Dr. Kyle Scollins. And your favorite house band, the No Man Band. And you.
I love Beef Wellington. Wellington. Oh, hey guys. Welcome to Mini Dumping On. Let's talk about... Well, can't talk about hockey because, you know, I'm already talking about that. Well, there are 8 minutes until the playoffs start, so I don't even know what I'm going to do with my time. I'm going to just give you a two-minute recap. Tyrann Mathews signed a 3-year, $33 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. Great. Great for you, Tyrann. You want to go to the Saints? It was always said that Caesar was a tyrant. But I thought he was a saint. For God's sakes. The NHL is on right now. What do you expect? Quick recap! DeAndre Hopkins was suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's PED policy. Apparently, that's the most predictable thing since people saying that OJ didn't do it. Quick recap! In the NBA, apparently, Ben Simmons hasn't played basketball longer than Okay. Nope, not doing NBA. Quick recap! In the MLB, there was a bench-clearing brawl between the Mets and Cardinals, so they just walked around. Quick recap! Mets designated Robinson Cano for assignment and still owe him $37 million. You know, that's just a bad move by the Mets. I mean, it's not like they've done anything else. Anything else financially that would be considered a stupid decision. Anything else. They've done nothing else. Quick recap! Bobby Bonilla Day is coming up soon. Remember to set your calendars, baby. Bobby Bonilla Day is coming up. I am so excited. Because Bobby Bonilla Day is all the way in just... July 1st, 2022. You know what? Bobby Bonilla Day is perfect for him. He gets $1.19 million annually. Just to exist. And because the Mets signed a really bad contract. Quick recap! In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won a race. I'm more of a Chevy Chase bank guy myself. That was the dumbest joke. Quick recap! In IndyCar, they ran the Alabama Grand Prix. Unfortunately, I didn't write anything else. I don't even care. Quick recap! And finally, have you heard of these new gas prices? These new gas prices are horrible. This is what happens in Biden's America. These gas prices are so bad. These gas prices are the worst gas prices you'll ever see. Biden is making us...
Tonight, I'll be eating roasted cauliflower tacos with spicy chipotle sauce. Thank you.
Oh! Yeah! I wasn't ready!
You want cheese to go with that wine?
You had the Buick?
That's my Buick.
Your Buick doesn't have a roof rack.
Or a roof. This is my Buick.
How are we gonna fit in your mom's Buick?
Easy.
I like that new Buick.
Yeah, me too.
I was actually talking about that Buick.
I knew that.
Did you?
Buick's fresh new lineup is full of surprises.
Hi. I lowered my cholesterol.
All right.
Hello, my cholesterol's down.
Hey guys, I lowered my cholesterol.
In case you haven't already heard the news, Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower your cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. And with its sweet honey taste, that ought to make you really happy.
I lowered my cholesterol.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Be happy, be healthy.
Oh, the Grand Canyon. What a Grand Canyon. It's times like these when you think about those closest to you. Think I'll call home.
Please say your name.
Homer!
Yellow?
Collect call from Homer.
No way, man. I only accept 1-800-COLLECT-CALLS. Give me the times, Homer.
Why, you little...
Dial 1-800-COLLECT. It's the way to call collect.
Think of all the mature, responsible things you could be doing. Helping old ladies cross the street. Proudly maintaining your yard. Hanging with your folks. Or cleaning your room. But get real. You'd rather be playing video games. You can rent them from Blockbuster. They've got more of the coolest new Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Sega Genesis games for rent than anyone in the world. So dudes, why not get your games at Blockbuster? It's the mature thing to do.
Lately, Little Caesars has been getting lots of calls to 1-800-TRY-LITTLE-C from people trying to order hot and ready pizzas. We'd like to take this opportunity to educate you about calling Little Caesars. Don't do it. You see, at Little Caesars, we have hot and ready pizzas available all day, every day. And you can just come in anytime and pick one up, so you don't need to call. In fact, consider this your warning. If you call 1-800-TRY-LITTLEC, you will regret it. Bad, bad things will happen to you. Trust me. Do not call 1-800-TRY-LITTLE-C, or you'll be sorry.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the NHL playoffs and how it's going to be a heck of a bad time. Oh, too pessimistic. Oh, did you see last year? It was boring. Horribly boring. I have to record this 23 minutes before the first game starts. So yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be stressful, but it's going to be fun. Very. Let's start with my predictions. Actually, when I say let's start with my predictions, I mean, like, let's actually run through my predictions. First, Colorado versus Nashville. I'm not even Colorado. In 4 games. Don't even sugarcoat it. In what world does Nashville, a middling fringe playoff team in the first place that now doesn't even have the goalie they've been leaning on dearly for so long. How do they beat Colorado? Like, I know Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson have come back, but what seriously makes you think that Nashville's gonna beat Colorado? We've already run through how stupid you are, and you're doing it again. Disappointing me again. Disappointed in you. Minnesota versus St. Louis. This will be very contested, you know. Minnesota, they have Kirill the Kaprizov and Matt Boldy. Kirill the Thrill! Yada yada! Woo! And St. Louis has just had a merry, merry, merry bunch of characters that have been winning for some reason, you know. They've been winning, winning, winning. They were on a hot streak. Tarasenko's been doing good. Robbie Thomas has been good this year. Braden Schenn has been Braden Schenn, which means point per game production, which is good. I'm not making that sarcastic. It's good. I'm just saying. I just think Minnesota has had the Blues number this year. And Marc-Andre Fleury has a ton of playoff experience. I mean, he's won a cup, for God's sakes. Don't forget that. So, I'm going to go with Minnesota. Minnesota. Calgary versus Dallas. I mean, like, you may be thinking, oh, well, Calgary is going to blow it. They're Calgary, right, guys? Not, at least not until the second round. Come on, man. Calgary in five. Do you think they're going to be beaten by Dallas? Calgary Flames are the worst matchup for Dallas. They play the muck and grind of Daryl Sutter. Before, in the playoffs, they had Bill Peters. They have Daryl Sutter now. Daryl Sutter. Daryl Sutter.
Let's talk about something else. That will be. Let's talk about sports. And we can talk about. We can talk about sex, baby. Talk about you and. No. No, not gonna make that funny reference, no matter how funny it is. Florida versus Washington. Give me Florida in five. There will be some Ovechkin one-timers and some shootouts, but I predict Florida wins it on and gets some big, big OT goals. Yeah, you're gonna love those OT goals. Tampa Bay versus Toronto. Tampa Bay in seven. I like seeing Toronto suffer. Carolina versus Boston. Boston in seven because Boston would have Carolina's number. And the Rangers versus Pittsburgh. Give me New York. Give me New York. New York in six versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. Why? Because those Pittsburgh Penguins are dust now. They're full on dust. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're singing. They don't know what they're doing. Know what they're singing. Know what they're doing. Know what they're singing.
Sorry, I was getting carried away. Anyway, let's just rapid fire through the rest of this. All right, we're cool. Let's take Florida versus Washington. Florida in five. Get some OT goals. You want to see Washington suffer. Toronto versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay in seven. I want Toronto to suffer. Boston versus Carolina. Boston in seven. I want Carolina to suffer. New York versus Pittsburgh. New York in six, because then they're the New York Rangers. They did ask for Sassoon jeans. The New York Rangers are the best team in hockey. Sorry, as you say in football and the Jets, but the New York Rangers is the best team in the hockey.
Alright, Colorado. Colorado versus Minnesota. Colorado in five. This isn't 2013. Minnesota doesn't have Niederreiter. Colorado is going to easily beat Minnesota. I mean, come on. When you're playing Victor Rask as your first line center, then there's a problem. It's just the truth. Hey, it's just the truth. And when I say that, that was a, oh no, woo-woo voice, not a Asian voice. I just want to clarify that. Ever since Denny Hamlin decided to post on his Twitter, thinking it was a good idea to post some fun comment about, actually, I don't even want to quote it. It was bad. Check it out. It's bad. Calgary versus Edmonton. Calgary in seven. Yeah, they'll get revenge for that stinking Esa Tikkanen incident back in 91 where the subs were long and the world was fun. Speaking of other long things, Florida versus Tampa Bay. We'll go Florida in seven because, you know, Florida. It's Florida versus Florida. I just think that Florida Panthers have the edge against Tampa Bay for goals scored. And their goals against isn't really that different. So I think it's fine. Even if Tampa Bay has Steven stupid stinking Stamkos. Even if they have that. Florida. Sorry, I just had my words jumbled up. Alright, and finally, the New York Rangers will take it over from Boston. Take it over, Boston. Leave it, maybe a Boston of battles, but we gonna win this one. You! Immediately, though, the Rangers lose in six to the Florida Panthers. And Colorado beats Calgary in six because, I don't know. Calgary has a future. Boston should die. New York also has future. Colorado, Florida, a rematch up for the 1996 matchup. And I'll go, I'll go with Colorado because I'm boring. I know this is going to blow up in my face, but Colorado are your Stanley Cup champions. I also think Calgary has a good chance, so I'm going to go Colorado, and my second place pick is Calgary. All right, have fun. Have fun, everybody. I have some games to watch, so, you know, I hope you have fun. I hope you have fun during these playoffs. You know, I'll have a ton of fun. Not only because there's the playoffs, it's also because I have a lot of tests to take. So, yeah, I may be slower for my uploads now. But you'll manage, right? Don't beg over me. Right, guys? You're supposed to beg, though. Bye. You knew this role. No, don't play the music. The ending is not up. You guys need X.